what kind of mast do you have, and do you have any guidelines on it?
No guidelines. I'm using the upper rails for a chain link fence. You buy them at Menards. They're 10 feet 6 inches each.
Okay, that's right. I remember you told me that. Now, what happens with the wind? You got 20 feet of mast and an 8-foot antenna. What happens?
Nada. They've done fine. I've got two antennas like that. I got a moon ranker and a tram, and both of them have held up for a year now. It's maybe over a year, or close to it. They've held up fine in the wind.
So how do you have the 20-foot section of, you know, the mast? How do you have that attached? Where is it attached?
I have a clamp made by RCA that's made just for attaching a mast to the side of your house. I got that at Lowe's. I'm pretty sure I bought it at Lowe's. I bought the pipe at Menards. Maybe I bought the clamp at Menards too, but yeah, it's comes with a couple of small leg bolts. Bolt that into the house, and then it's got front and back to secure a pipe. And I don't think I have anything at ground level. I just got it stand on the ground.
Okay, I'm getting it now. I understand. So how wide are those pieces that attach to the house? I mean, is it sticking out about a foot from the side so you can get your masts up there? You can't hit the overhang, right?
I got it. I'm pretty sure it's mounted to the overhang, to the facial, because it's only about 5-6 inches long. It only comes away from the wall about 5 or 6 inches. I know it's, I don't have it mounted to the side of my house. It's mounted to the, I don't know if they call it the fascia, I think.
Yeah, so it's only, you got to have more than one mount on it though, right? So you got, part of it is attached to the fascia, and then where's the other one going?
CMN Network, MI3.